The radical queer promise. There's riot in my belly. Riot and anger crawling up my throat, pressing, choking, struggling its way out. Pain and anger because people are outed in queer spaces without wanting to be out. Denying them the agency to decide themselves when, where, and with whom they want to talk what. What the fuck means being out anyways? The contrary of closeted, enclosed? You ever considered being out is not always cool, queer, and radical? Enclosure sometimes means survival. There's anger in my belly because people are harassed on the streets, at school, at home, at work, at job center, at shelters, at borders, by police, by doctors, by state officers, by regular assholes. No matter if they're out or not. Because they're anyways defined as the outer, the other, who's never supposed to be inside. Inside the white, abled nation. Divide and rule a still so well-functioning game. Renovating, transforming old norms into new norms. Renormalizations. There's anger in my belly because people are excluded, marginalized, exoticized, fetishized, and silenced, also in so-called radical queer spaces, because they do not fit into transgressive, transparent norms of queerness. Everyone being occupied, being so fucking Everyone occupied being so fucking different, so fucking critical, radical, sex-positivist, atheist, anti-normativist, anti-capitalist. So fucking busy trying to find our own spaces and rights. So much occupied that we forget that our inclusion depends on the exclusions of others. So enmeshed in our spaces and issues that we forget the fights left over on the streets, to the police, at the borders, at the shelters, inside prison and psychiatries. So busy trying to find POC voices, Crip voices, trans voices, working class voices, which could be tokenized to increase our political legitimacy. So much stuck in the never-ending question if the subaltern can speak or not, ignoring what is spoken every day, ignoring, denying, because it's not what we want to hear. Ignoring voices which have been existing as long as our ancestors went on global discovery and exploitation. As long as colonialism and slavery were fought for centuries in the name of white supremacy, Christianity, enlightenment, civilization, and capitalism. Voices which have been existing as long as our grandparents fought for and hardly never against Nazi Germany. Voices which have been existing as long as our parents perpetuated racist and anti-Semitic bullshit. Voices which have been existing as long as the Western Alliance called out the national and international war on terror and continues to build Fortress Europe, persecuting and imprisoning more and more. More and more Muslim people, more and more considered to be Muslim people, more and more people of color. Still, we are stuck excusing ourselves that we didn't mean it, that we couldn't hear it, because they weren't loud enough, not many enough, not rational enough, not academic enough, not wide enough for us to listen and understand. Understand and acknowledge the struggles we left behind on the streets, to the police, at the borders, at the shelters, inside prison and psychiatries. But we are not like our ancestors, our grandparents, our parents. We're different. We are better. Because we are self-identified feminists. Self-identified feminists who still overhear early calls from the 1980s by women of color collectives that there are several intertwined power relations, no hierarchy of oppression, and that heterosexism cannot be dealt as single-issue politics because it's inherently linked with racism and capitalist exploitation. But we are different. We are better. Because we are self-identified queers. Self-identified queers forgetting that at the celebrated birthplaces of Western homo liberation and queer movements, the riots at Compton Cafeteria and Stonewall Inn, it was trans people, queer and trans people of color, sex workers, working class people, and homeless queers who fought on the first lines against state oppression and police violence. So trans people in the special interrogation police now, congratulations. Echoes of critiques from the early 90s calling attention upon the false promise of queer regarding the homogenizations of differences, silencings of uneven exposure of violence and premature death of queer and trans people who face heterosexism, racism, capitalism, and ableism all at the same time. So are we so fucking different when queer, trans, activist scholars call 20, 30 years later for radical queer politics which reflect its own norms, its own exclusions, its own silencings, its own appropriations, its own power dynamics? Remember the struggles we left behind on the streets, to the police, at the borders, at the shelters, inside prison and psychiatries. It's a matter of access, honey. No perverts, we are no more. Finally, we are recognized and seemingly so fucking happy to participate as hardly equal in the homonationalist power game. So fucking happy that we eagerly help to draw the lines. The lines off and between two beards. One, a sign of a sexy gay bear. The other, a sign of a Muslim, potential terrorist, potential homophobe, transphobe terrorist who could hit us and the nation every moment. Thanks.